Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The stories out of Northern California of the wildfires are devastating. We're going to take a closer listen to one now, and a warning, it is breaking our hearts. You heard us say the other day that Kai Logan Shepherd of Redwood Valley, just 14 years old, died as he and his family were fleeing their home in the middle of the night and were caught in the fire. His family, of course, is trying to survive his loss, but also their own injuries. Kai's 17-year-old sister, Cressa, had her legs amputated below the knee. Their mother, Sarah, and father, John, were seriously burned. All have undergone major surgeries and are at different hospitals. Mindy Ramos is keeping vigil. She is Sarah's sister, the children's aunt. She's at the Ronald McDonald House near the Shriners Children's Hospital in Sacramento, trying to keep watch now over her niece, Cressa. And we're so grateful that she's taking a few minutes for us. Mindy, we are so sorry. This has to be stunning for you.
It's completely devastating. It's so multifaceted, it's hard to wrap one's head around.
And remind us, this is a, you know, tight-knit, small community.
Yeah.
You grew up there?
Yeah, I grew up in Redwood Valley along with my sister. My parents have been in the community for about 45 years. It's very small. To give an example, when I was home for just a short day, I went to get coffee with a friend and ran into my kindergarten teacher.
Oh, and so we know this is devastating the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
Kai, your nephew, the principal of Eagle Peak Middle School, where he went to school, eighth grade, says he was, you know, a kid always had a smile on his face.
Yes, he had the best smile. He had these amazing dimples and just one of those smiles that just beamed sunshine. Like you couldn't help return it when you got one of Kai's smiles. It was a special, special moment.
Yeah. His sister, 17, how is she doing?
Cressa Jean is really fighting hard right now. She's definitely had the roughest go as far as her injuries. They're really concerned about her lungs right now. She's undergoing emergency dialysis, and they do have her stable, but it's a horrific process healing from burns. There's ups and downs, and we're just right here with them trying to, you know, muster all of our strength for them.
We know your sister Sarah burns over 60% of her body.
Yeah.
Has she opened her eyes? Has she?
Yeah, Sarah opens her eyes a lot, and she has beautiful hazel eyes, so it's wonderful to see. She also turns her head towards our voices, and she has been able to nod yes or no and respond to questions from the nurses, like about her pain level. So she's trying very hard to communicate, we feel. I'm sure she has a lot of questions.
Well, are you going to give her or John, your brother-in-law, the answers? He still has a tube down his throat helping him breathe.
Yeah, right now, we're not, you know, we don't believe they know about Kai. We're not real sure until we can communicate. And so, unfortunately, that's another hell that we're going to have to go through.
Oh, this is just devastating. Look, we want to get beyond that horrible headline. It's not just that this happened, that they somehow were, everyone thinks, coming down the driveway when you all thought that they would not be in harm's way. They were just leaving.
We thought they were leaving in plenty of time. They had been alerted by a neighbor that the fire was coming. I don't think they could see the fire even very clearly from their house. And so they didn't know how quickly it was moving. I mean, they did everything they could to get out of there as quickly as one would in that situation. They would never put their children in harm's way. Mm. And the fire just overtook them. I mean, their driveway is a mile and a half long up a winding mountain road.
Well, the thinking is they tried to escape on foot, that Kai could not get away from the fire. But Sarah and Cressa, your sister and your niece, are we understanding this correctly? This happened in the middle of the night, that they somehow became separated when they fled from the car. This is the thinking. Cressa and Sarah found together around 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. They were able to speak.
Yeah.
Cressa wanted to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But just What a horror.
I can't imagine what they endured and the fact that they were lucid when they were found. I mean, what went on for those essentially 4 hours, we may never know exactly. And we still, unfortunately, the coroner's not had time to see Kai yet, so we don't know if it was the flames or if it was the smoke. He was asthmatic. So we have a lot of questions, and unfortunately, there may not be answers for some of them.
The home that they built by hand?
Yes. Oh, gosh, one of their lifelong dreams really was to own some land in Redwood Valley and build their own home. John was a carpenter, is a carpenter. Mm. And, I mean, it was a painstaking process, and they poured love into every single thing they did. And it's gone. It's all gone.
Yeah. We know you've started a fundraiser.
Yes. At this point, we can't even wrap our head around what long-term support everyone is going to need. Are they going to want to return to the mountain and rebuild a home? We don't know. There's still so many questions, but we know that we want them to have the best care and the best rehabilitation possible, and that the outpouring of support has been incredible, absolutely incredible.
Well, you ask, you don't know if your sister and her husband and daughter want to return to the mountain. I mean, can you tell now if they'll be able to?
That's a really good question. Cressa is going to have a much different life after this. We don't know yet what her mobility will be. We did hear from the doctor today that she will be quite debilitated, and there will be quite a lot of physical therapy to come. I don't know. I think there's question about, I mean, there's still questions for the doctors themselves about how they will be able to use their hands or an eyesight. Those are two things that I know that are being watched in all patients right now, you know. We just don't know. We're grateful they're alive now, and we want that to continue. And, you know, whatever we can do to help improve the quality of their lives from here on out, because it's just all different.
It is, in a flash.
Yep.
Look, this little town, you know, Redwood Valley, so small, there's not even a population sign,
that's
you
right.
Tell us. 430 homes lost.
Yeah.
Your sister's home, complete ash. The
yeah.
cars melted.
Yes.
You've lost a nephew.
Yeah.
I mean, just your thoughts on, you love, obviously love this town. You grew up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Your thoughts on how quickly everything can go.
Oh, God. I mean, gosh, the fire moved so fast. And I mean, we didn't have a chance there, you know, I mean, people had to uphill instead of downhill, and it just, I mean, I can't even count the number of people I know personally that lost homes, entire homes, you know, and I hate that it's taken this kind of tragedy, but I really feel, not just in my community, but all over the world, I feel like humans are really stepping up for other humans right now. I mean, people that have lost their entire homes are still giving to our fundraiser, you know, and mm-hmm. I just, that kind of generosity and that kind of support takes my breath away.
Yeah. Well, we're so sorry for the loss of your nephew.
Thank you.
Well, by the way, do you have children of your own?
I do. I have a 5-year-old and a 12-year-old who lost a cousin. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. They've lost a cousin. Your parents have lost a grandchild.
Yeah.
Look, we are so sorry for your loss, and just, we'll keep you in our thoughts.
Thank you so much.
We will link you to the fundraiser that Mindy Ramos started for the Shepherd family at hereandnow.org. We also have family pictures Mindy shared with us. And if you're looking for ways to help all of those impacted by the fires in Northern California, there are several relief funds, including Redwood Credit Union's North Bay Fire Relief Fund, a partnership between the Santa Rosa Press Democrat and California State Senator Mike McGuire. So far, they've raised more than $6 million. This week began giving it away to pay for food and short-term housing and to help kids who've lost homes with school clothes and supplies. Again, hereandnow.org.